Welcome to the Good Journeys podcast radio show. This is Robert.
And this is Tori. And a very happy new year to everyone.
Indeed, a happy 2021 to everybody. And thank goodness that 2020 is in the rearview mirror.
Yes. And we were pulling away quickly from it.
More than quickly. like Captain Kirk and Scotty and the Bridge of the Enterprise. And Captain Kirk is yelling, I need warp speed now.
Yes. Beam us out of here immediately.
No, beam us the hell out of here immediately. We want no part of 2020.
That's right. We're done.
You know, it kind of reminds me, and I'm probably going to date myself here age-wise, but when I was a kid, and do you remember, Tori, there was a great cartoon show called Mr. Peabody and Sherman?
I do. And I'm that old as well.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not a day over 21.
Yeah, give or take.
Nah, not at all. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, but the cartoon revolved around Mr. Peabody, who created the Wayback Machine, and he can travel in time. And so Sherman and Mr. Peabody would travel in different adventures in their lifespans, going different time frames. And so if you can kind of imagine Sherman walking up to Mr. Peabody, and he sees Mr. Peabody tinkering with the Wayback Machine, and he says, gosh, Mr. Peabody, what are you doing to the Wayback Machine? Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Peabody responds back, removing the year 2020, Sherman. I don't think it will ever be a popular time travel destination.
Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is going to want to go there.
No, not going to want to go back.
You know, kind of Johnny Carson-esque, like, how bad was it?
Yes,
it was so bad. That 2020 is stricken from the books.
That's right. As it is kind of like having a 13th floor in a hotel. You just don't see it.
Or even an office building, no 13th floor.
Exactly. We're just going to skip right over 2020.
Well, and that's going into what we want to talk about with the Good Journeys radio podcast show. And the show is about life's adventures and journeys that people take. Mm-hmm. And we thought it'd be interesting to talk to different people. And Tori, why don't you talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing?
Well, you know, throughout both of our lives, we've met people who have interesting or unusual careers or hobbies or talents, and we're always fascinated to hear about the journey that they took to get to where they are. And we thought it might be interesting to do a podcast with some of the people we've met along the way to talk about the paths that they took to get to where they are today. The journey that they have taken, we thought that it may be something that others who are listening may be of interest to them as well, that someone may say, oh, I've always been fascinated by that, but had no idea how to get into that.
You know, it's kind of like we were talking earlier before the podcast started today, and you're talking about you go into a Starbucks or the coffee, tea, and bean leaf chains or wherever you go.
I don't think they're bean leaves.
Or whatever they may be called. And I apologize to the company for the wrong name there. But, you know, your favorite coffee shop you go to, you know, and like was it Central Perk in the TV series?
That's right.
Friends? Yeah. Yes. You go to your local coffee shop and you're staying in line. You're next to somebody in line. Well, actually, we can't stand next to somebody in line now. You got that six feet social distancing there.
Yeah.
But even with a 6 feet social distancing, you got people in front of you, to the side of you, behind you, whatever. And you never know if that person created something or did something that was absolutely spectacular or unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did, how did they get to that point?
Exactly. And we also really want to hear from the listeners as well, because everybody has a fascinating story to tell. Everybody.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give you right now a phone number and some email addresses. We encourage you, the listeners, to call us. Even though we're not doing this live at the moment, you can call us and we can always record it. We can have you as a guest on the show. If you have an interesting journey or adventure in life you'd like to discuss, you can email us for more information as well, too, or email us about information you'd like to share with us that we can share with the listeners. You can call the Good Journeys at 1-800-510-7604. I'll repeat that number. It is 1-800-510-7604. You can email us at info@thegoodjourneys.com. Again, that's info@thegoodjourneys.com. Or my email address is robert@thegoodjourneys.com. Again, robert@thegoodjourneys.com. or Tori, and Tori has an unusual spelling to her name, T-O-R-I-E, at thegoodjourneys.com. That's Tori, T-O-R-I-E, at thegoodjourneys.com. So, Tori, let's talk a little bit about some of the guests that we're going to have on the podcast show.
Okay. We tried to get kind of a variety of people from different backgrounds. And we have a couple of women who are coming in who are wonderful business entrepreneurs who have, one of them has started up several companies and made them flourish and then either hung on to them or sold them. And so we're going to be talking with her and her colleague. We're going to have a film producer in here, screenwriter, for anybody who may be interested in getting into film production or screenwriting.
And this person did an absolutely wonderful festival film, and we got to go on the stage for it when they were filming it with some great actors that were in the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a wonderful movie.
And now it's on, I believe he was telling us recently that it's now on like Netflix and Amazon Prime and several other movie stations online.
Oh, good. Well, when he gets here, he can get in some shameless plugs for his movies.
We have no problem when you come on the show, if we have you as a guest, to give a plug to your company, yourself. Well, you're going to plug away.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We encourage it, as a matter of fact. So, we're also going to talk about the travel industry. And even though right now, obviously, it's a bit more challenging to travel pretty much anywhere, you know, we will talk about travel options for the future, hopefully the not too distant future.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have a CPR expert in here at a time when so many of the hospitals are bogged down with COVID cases. We want to make sure that everybody knows how to handle emergencies like heart attacks and things like that. So we're going to have a CPR expert who's going to talk to us about where people can take classes or, you know, how to learn CPR if you don't already know it. And then we're going to talk with people in the entertainment industry. We're going to talk with some musicians, some comedians, magicians. So, again, if anybody is interested in any of those areas, either as a career or a hobby, we will, you know, we'll have some folks on here who can kind of give you a little insight into how they got to where they are today. And fortunately, they are successful. So that's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And then hopefully we will have listeners on here because, you know, as I said, everyone has a wonderful story to tell. So we will be looking forward to that as well.
And also, too, I'd like to share our website. Our website is www.thegoodjourneys.com. And also, you can find our podcast episodes. We'll be streaming on multiple services, but you can also find it at thegoodjourneys.buzzfeed.com for the podcast streaming directly from that website. So let's talk a little bit real quick about some journeys that we've done, some fun journeys. One of the things that we've done a lot, we've been blessed that we've done a lot of world travel together.
Mm-hmm.
And with the world travel, we actually just got back. We were in Hawaii just recently and had a very interesting experience in Maui for a week when Hawaii itself has had the COVID requirements for either quarantining or having COVID testing. But you know, we did travel and it was a very unusual and very wonderful experience going there. But aside from that, I want to touch upon our travel adventures because we think it's unique. Some things we've done in life that I think have been very unusual. And we're going to make this a short podcast today, just kind of as an introductory to our podcast. And so we're going to talk about real quick a couple of things we've thought were like the highlights of some of the journeys in travel that we've done. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we've thought was one of the most amazing adventures and journeys was actually swimming with dolphins.
Oh, that was wonderful.
We were out in Mexico and we went to a marine biology center where they train dolphins. They have them protected. And they also allow people to swim with the dolphins as well, too. And it's a giant aquarium. I don't want to call it a center. It's a giant aquarium center that they have. Mm-hmm. And they teach you about the dolphins, you know, their habitat, what they do, their lifespans. But the most amazing thing is that you get to interact with the dolphins, and it's just amazing these giant powerful animals that they come up to you and they're friendly and at one point, yes, they were wild, but it's almost I don't want to call it a religious experience, but how would you describe it, Tori? Because I know you had one experience when you said it was just beyond belief.
Oh no, it was just wonderful just to be able to interact with with the dolphins and be able to hang on to them, have them pull you around their enclosure, and it was really fun.
And we had the dolphin that we interacted with. His name was Monet.
Monet, yes.
And
he did not do any painting, though. I was waiting.
No, he didn't. But he did give us a ride around the aquarium pool.
He did, and that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was like I said, it was a very interesting scenario because you first learn about the dolphin and you touch the dolphin and you get to learn about how the dolphin moves in water and stuff. But then the trainer has you swim out to the middle of the aquarium, and Monet would come up to you, and then he'll swim around you, and he'll it's almost like a dog or a cat walking up to you and kind of rubbing up against your ankle or your leg there. Is that a good description of that?
It's like a big rubbery dog.
A big rubbery dog indeed. and then he'd come up to you, and then you put your hand out, and you would hold on to his dorsal fin, and he would pull you, all of a sudden, boom, he'd take off, and it was like a rocket going off. And he'd pull you across the pond back over to the side of the aquarium side. Just an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And speaking of interesting experiences out in the water, you were talking about the Hawaii trip that we took just recently, and we were going scuba diving, and we went into a cove, and there was a pod of what would you say, 4 or 5 whales?
About 4 or 5 humpback whales.
Yeah, yeah. And that was just amazing because the cove was very shallow. And usually, as we understood it, the whales will come in later to birth their calves because it's safer in the
Keeps
coves.
Them away from predators.
Yeah, exactly. And so the predators won't come in there. But they said they had never seen the whales in that shallow of water.
We were over
before.
At the Mokulini Crater, which is in between Maui and Lanai.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was really something to see them come out of the water and, blow the water out of the blowhole and then, flip upside down and you see their tails
waving at you.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were literally 15, 20, 30 feet away from the dive boat.
It was really close. It was
close.
It was a wonderful experience.
And the dive masters and the captain of the boat was like, we've never seen that this before.
Mm-hmm. And, or had seen them come that close to the boats.
Yes. And again, this is kind of an amazing journey, an experience.
And the dive master was telling us, when we were diving, he said, when you go under there, he said, hold your breath for a minute, and sometimes you can hear the whales talking to each other.
Whale song.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think we heard anything because at that point, I think the whales were far enough away from us that we couldn't listen. But I thought, what a cool experience that would be to be able to hear the whales communicating with each other.
Absolutely.
Under the water, you kind of feel like you're one of them.
And when we were diving the Mokulini Crater, it was so beautiful, the colorful fish and everything else. And the crystal clear blue water, just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anybody who enjoys scuba diving or snorkeling, we highly recommend that one. That was really nice. It was really beautiful.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, if you're a diver too, diving in Hawaii is a very unusual experience. The water is so warm there because you're so close to the equator.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so clear too.
Oh, absolutely. It's not like California where it's dark and murky and cold.
Oh, yeah. No, I always joke about that I'm a fair weather diver because I will only dive in water that is warm and clear.
Absolutely.
When people say, hey, let's go diving in Southern California, I'm like, oh, no, let's not.
Yes. 5 wetsuits on and you're still freezing.
Yeah.
Indeed you do. let's talk about one last little thing, and then we'll kind of close off for the podcast for today's episode. But another interesting experience that we had was we went to Asia, and we actually had two very wonderful experiences. The first experience was we were down in Thailand, and we wound up going to the rainforest, and I was unaware that Thailand has rainforests there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did an event where we started out by doing a river rafting event down a tropical rainforest.
Oh, that was beautiful.
And it was. They put us in little small rafts with a guide, and absolutely beautiful. But what they didn't warn us about was the heavy rain that was scheduled for that day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that was a little rain. That was
yes, and we have cameras with us, and we're trying to take pictures, and then we're trying to protect the cameras as it starts the rain, and then the raft is filling up with water, and we're like, mm-hmm. our clothes are soaking wet, our shoes are soaking wet, and everything survived, all the equipment survived and stuff, and even though we got a little wet from the rain and the water and stuff, we still had a lot of fun doing that. But afterwards, after a change of clothes and some change of shoes so we can walk around not sounding like that slosh slosh and our shoe sound as we're walking, we actually went to a sanctuary where they have a bunch of elephants. Yeah. And the elephants there were just amazing. And now some people may not necessarily approve of this, but they had elephants that you can actually ride and go through the rainforest, and we were able to do that. Mm-hmm. And these beautiful, powerful animals, just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, that was a wonderful experience.
You know, and through the forest, the trees, and the elephant would be kind of, you know, like waving his trunk in the air, like he's waving at people as he's walking through the forest and stuff like that. And then we kind of had a very interesting situation after that. They had a little show with some trained. I don't know if they were dwarf elephants or they were baby elephants.
Yeah, but, I think they were just baby elephants.
Baby elephants, but they were so friendly and stuff. And they had some different monkeys that are native to that area that did some different things. And one of the things that was kind of unusual was if you can imagine in Asia, especially in Thailand, a lot of people that put their hands together like in a prayer scenario, and they kind of bow to you, and that's a sign of respect and hello and greeting. And the funny thing was this giant monkey, I can't remember what type of monkey it was, but he's with a trainer and he's walking around, and all of a sudden he walks up to Tori and I, and the monkey looks at us. He puts his hands together like he's praying and he bows to us.
Yeah.
And then 2 seconds later, he puts his hand up like, give me five.
Uh-huh.
You know, just totally, you know, just to see something like that and to experience that, just an amazing scenario, an amazing adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. That was wonderful.
You know, plus the baby elephants were wonderful too. The trainers pulled me up onto the stage and with another person and got to interact a little bit with the elephants and stuff. But a little embarrassing because the elephants they put a banana, unbeknownst to me, they snuck a banana in a part of my pocket of my pants, and all of a sudden the elephant is just chasing he knows the banana's there, he's trying to find the banana. It's kind of like a three-ring circus there.
Yes, yes. That would make for an interesting show, for sure.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, just kind of want to touch a little about some of the journeys we've had. It's a little about travel. That's just some of it. That's kind of the fun stuff. But we want to talk, as I said, about business entrepreneurs, about music, entertainment, film writing and producing, all sorts of fun subjects. So we hope that you'll become a listener. And also, too, we ask you to write to us via email at info@thegoodjourneys.com. Or you can call us and leave a message or contact us at 1-800-510-7604. That's 1-800-510-7604. And I want to thank you for listening to our very first podcast of The Good Journeys. My name is Robert.
And I'm Tori. And we certainly appreciate your time and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and start looking for that next good journey to head out on.
May 2021 be a wonderful year filled with prosperity, happiness, fun, and much more. And again, thank you for listening to the Good Journeys Radio Podcast Show. Have a great day.